Carmen Tafoya's had a fun 2-year term as the city's first, but she says resting on her laurels, we'll just have to wait.
Right now, I'm still working away scripting on a fantastic performance piece that is actually the last of the Poet Laureate Signature Series, and it's March 29th.
Ms. Tafoya will be joined on stage at the event by several other San Antonio poets and musicians.
It's going to be at the Guadalupe Theater at 7 p.m., We have original music that's being composed for it by George Cisneros.
This will be your final event as Poet Laureate, ushering in the next one, whose name will be revealed on April 1st. Does she have any advice for her successor?
It's a wonderful, fast-paced, and delightful experience. And I just say, savor every moment of it and welcome every aspect of it.
She was surprised to be called on at times as Poet Laureate to mend fences and be a peacemaker, a role she felt honored to attempt.
The ability to communicate with opposite ends of this community is a gift. It's a blessing, and it is a unique opportunity.
And she has words of praise for a city which conveyed the position to her.
I am very, very proud of the city of San Antonio for inviting the arts in with open arms and making it a place where life is very rich with artistic interpretations.
For more on next Saturday's Guadalupe event, go to tpr.org.
Thank you. Viva San Antonio.
Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.